welcome to The Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another cutting-edge episode of The Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Pyle. On today's episode, we're going to focus in on the officer side of the house for career development, specifically our active-duty logistics captains. Now, if you are a captain, I implore you to continue listening so you can provide mentorship for someone who is, or help plan out your career if you're just a lieutenant. From the moment someone is a cadet or a brand-new second lieutenant, they'll hear the phrases, career development, career progression, and broadening opportunity. Now, you probably didn't think much at the time besides wanting to take your first platoon, but the Army has a lot of hidden gems out there to experience in your career. You can quickly miss out on these if you don't know where to look or stay in tune with your career timeline. Now, today, we're going to focus in on one of those gems and explore the benefits of the only Army-funded advanced civil schooling, ACS, dedicated to train active-duty logistics captains. This is the Master of Supply Chain Management with the Virginia Commonwealth University, VCU. To help us better understand what this program is, the benefits, and how to apply, I have back with me on the show our first return guest, Lieutenant Colonel Jesse Pena. He is the Chief of Logistics Proponency at ASU for CASCOM. He is a native of Del Rio, Texas, and graduated from the University of North Texas in 2002 with a bachelor's degree in applied sciences and commissioned through their ROTC program. He holds a Master's of Science in Administration from Central Michigan University as well. To hear his full bio and to learn about the other updates happening with lieutenants in the Logistic Corps and Bullock, be sure to check out our other episode titled The Next Generation of Log Bullock. I'm so happy to have you here today on the show. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, man. Good to be back.
So, as we kind of dive into this fun today, what is this program? What is the... We sometimes refer to it as just the VCU program, or like, so what is this?
So the VCU Masters of Supply Chain Management program, right? It's a program that we do every year. It is sponsored and funded and paid for by CASCOM headquarters. So it's one of the very few programs that are out there that are not either centrally funded by Department of the Army 357 or TRADOG. This one's owned, managed, and funded by CASCOM. So every year we go through a nomination process and we send out a MILPER message for folks to compete, put in a packet. It's a nominative selection, and we only select 15 captains a year. And out of those 15 captains, all those captains have to be KD complete, logistics officers 90 alpha. So this is a very specific 90 alpha logistics officer master's degree program. There is other broadening opportunity programs that are open to any officer based off their AOC or skill set or branch, but this one is specific to the 90 alpha logistic officer population.
Wow, so that's definitely good to be able to have. I mean, first of all, being only 15, it makes it definitely highly competitive,
right?
For our branch, but just be able to have a program specifically for us, because I know there's a lot of other fellowships, broadening opportunities. You got the White House or congressional fellowships. Eventually, we're going to get on and talk about training with industry, and also the one that I am part of now, the Harding Fellowship. So there's a lot of different programs out there, but it's nice to see that this is specifically for logistics captains. And I just learned something new. Didn't realize
right.
This was just funded by CASCOM. So
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So there's bunch and, you know, several other fellowships, programs, broadening opportunity, nominative competitions for a study at a university or a study abroad as a fellow. So just numerous of programs out there. But this one's just specific to the 90 alphas. And again, it's funded by CASCOM, and you know, the commanding general has the authority and discretion of where to align all of those 90 alphas for post utilization after their programs completed and they graduate.
Okay, So you said it has to be post KD or key development complete. Is there anything else with their eligibility they need to apply for this?
Right. So key things, right? So as I mentioned, you have to be KD complete as a captain to apply, right? So that means in most cases right now is company command, right? So you can be in command when you apply, just knowing that you are complete with your anywhere between at least 12 months of command or greater at the point when you report to your VCU program or fellowship, that is, right? So, but the application, so another thing that we adjusted on the mil per message is that your senior rater could put in a letter of continuity indicating all the, you know, contributions and accomplishments and the impacts behind those, as if you don't have a command OER as a captain when you put in for competition and submit your packet, you can put in a letter of continuity signed by your senior rater indicating that you're currently in command. These are the contributions and accomplishments, everything you've done, knowing that you will get an OER at the completion of command. So we're asking for your soldier talent profile, you're formerly known as ORB. There's a DA form, a 1618, which is essentially your advanced civil schooling document, letters of recommendations from lieutenant colonels or GS-14s and above, your last five evaluation. And again, if you don't have a command OER or to be KD complete, you could put in a letter of continuity signed by your senior rater. And then you have to, again, have at least 12 months of command or a KD assignment. And then submit your transcripts from your previous institution that you attended to get your undergrad, and then your copy of your ACFT and your scorecard and your height and weight. And that's it. Anything else is supporting documentation to beef up your file, to enhance your packet for competition. But again, we only select 15 a year, and it's we do have, I would say, overwhelmingly 90 alphas and logistics officers that do want to compete for the VCU program, because you're in school for a year. So it's 30 hours. You're in school. Your primary job is to be a student. It's in all the various different programs that you're studying while you're in at VCU for the Master of Supply Chain Management. It emphasizes the innovation and critical skills in supply chain management. And then it also brings into light the different types of logistics systems, civilian sector and international, some transportation management, and enterprise resource planning and innovation processes. So it brings in some of the civilian aspects with also the military aspects. And then, oh, by the way, like the broader scope of going to international logistics side of things. And then part of that, too, we'll also ask the operational force to provide a recommended project for your capstone. So every fellow that goes to VCU will get a project as their capstone. And that project is either we provide one from the Army to VCU for each of the fellows to work on, or VCU will generate one. But we're pretty good on getting feedback from the force, either the generating force or the operating force, to have a project as a capstone for each of the fellows in VCU. So we've been getting some pretty good feedback on what that looks like. It's usually essentially problem sets that we have right now with Army futures and future development, different platforms, modernization, just the future structure of the Army. The other thing to highlight for the VCU fellows prior for them attending. So again, it's an academic year, right? So you start from September and you essentially graduate in August, right? So it's September to September. So you would report to Fort Gregg Adams on or about August timeframe, and then you do some preparatory courses, meaning you have to go to a DAV course, which is a data analyst visualization course, prior to attending the VCU master's program. And then you start your master's program in September, and then you would graduate on or about August. So that's kind of the window for your courses. I guess a year-round course that you would be at.
Wow. So that is just a lot to be able to look at, especially the one thing I want to touch in on is I think the great thing about this program is for the ability that captains who are later in their career can still apply for this.
That's right.
Especially because, you know, command queues can be long sometimes.
That's right.
It could be later in your captain's year, be like, oh, I just now got my command, but I want to do this program. So that is a great benefit there.
Yeah. So, no, I was just going to mention. So, again, the key thing is and you will have the opportunity. So, I would say for a lot of the captains out there, don't get stressed out about, you know, applying early on or later, or if you want to do a broadening opportunity somewhere, and then you can start putting your package together to go apply, because you'll still have some time to do some more broadening opportunities before you go to before you make major, get competitive for major, and go to CGSE or ILE equivalent or whatever your ILE preference will be later on. So part of the thing that I want to hit on the VCU program post-graduation, right? So actually, let me back up a little bit. So on the pre, right? So for those that want to apply, so just know that the move cycle for all VCU fellows is summer, right? So you'll be an O2 mover. So anytime you want to apply, just know you will be at the planning cycle for being a summer O2 mover. What does that mean? That all the applications and everything will be submitted between the November to January timeframe, right? And then the announcements of those that got selected will come on subsequent to that, right? For those that are going to be competitive for the August or September timeframe. So all packets and everyone gets submitted. It's always in the O1 cycle. And again, all those specifications are outlined on the MILPER as well. The post part of VCU, so as you graduate and complete your VCU master's program, you have a 3-year ADSO. What does that mean? That's 3 years additional service obligation, so 36 months. Out of those 36 months, 24 months, you have to perform a utilization duty in a code 96 position. What does that mean? Well, you have to go out there where we get a return of investment to the Army to perform the duties and the skills that you just learned and the knowledge that you just gained from the VCU program. So that could be anywhere from being a instructor at CASCOM from either BOLIC or CCC or one of the functional courses, or being a futures plans officer or a force structure officer or Army Futures Command or working proponency, right? All my captains and officers that work in proponency are all VCU graduates right now. So if there's any questions, concerns, or you have any insight that you are wanting to gain, just know that any proponency officer that works with all the branches, it's either quartermaster, ordnance, transportation, or logistics, just know that all the proponency officers are code 96 positions or have a master's degree in their post, either in some cases VCU or another fellows program. So it's not just VCU, but there is some other fellowships out there or the broadening opportunity programs. So that's the goodness behind it too. And you could come back, be an instructor at CASCOM with one of those three different departments.
So on that, does that, with the ADSA, is it run concurrently while you're in the school, or does it start after you graduate?
It starts after you graduate.
Okay.
Right. And your utilization is obviously concurrent at that point.
Okay.
Yep.
So is there a point in an officer's career as a captain where it's too late to apply? Like, is it like, say I'm like, right, is it like I'm in my promotion board window. Is it too late for me to apply?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Like how?
So if you're already getting looked at for major at that point, it'll be too late. So hold on, I'll take that back. If you are promotable or promoted, then it's too late. But if you have not been looked at or you're about to look at, you qualify. Okay. So meaning like if, say, next year or this year I'm getting looked at for major, you can apply. If you're being looked at, you can apply. But if you already got selected, then it's too late at that point.
So in essence, you could be a major during your years later.
That's right, right. You could be promotable status while you're at VCU. Okay. Or you could pin on potentially while you're at VCU.
Okay. Yeah. So that is just a good thing to know for the audience, because I know we talked about everyone's at a different point in their career, and it's like, okay, I'm not too late to apply for this program.
Right. So yeah. And the big thing, as I mentioned, like you have those 2 years of utilization that you have to perform post VCU. So you owe the Army not only the 3 years service obligation, which again, just by your PCS after VCU, you'll come back to Fort Gregg Adams. All the follow-on fellow assignments will be at Gregg Adams somewhere in the CASCOM arena within one of the directorates or departments. And then you'll perform your 2 years of utilization either as a proponency, a planner, or an instructor. And then, again, you'll have that third year as a wild card on whatever it is you want to do at that point. But we got to make sure that you perform those 2 years of utilization.
So for someone, I guess, who would promote to major, this would delay them going to school then? Is this something they would have to consider?
Yes, something they should definitely consider, right? Because what you don't want to do is trying to figure that out on the back end, because the Army is going to get that time of those 2 years utilization. So you got to just have to plan it out, right? Or you could stay here, pin on major, and then you could be a CCC instructor or you could be a BOLIC instructor and continue to fill your obligation. Or you could go over to the Applied Sciences and the Applied School, the Applied Operational Science School or Functional Courses, and you could teach over there because there's a major billet over there. So there is opportunity. If you are, if you pin on major and you're a major and you still owe the Army one more year utilization, there is billets and positions within CASCOM where you could fulfill that, and then you could go off to ILE.
Okay. So that'd just be just something someone would have to be aware of, saying, okay, I'm doing this program a little later in my career. I'll be able to fill a major billet after that. I just would go to school in the next year.
That's right. That's right. That's correct. Yep.
So these are just all things to take in consideration. Cause like I alluded to at the beginning of this podcast is like, it's always career planning. What's your five-year timeline?
That's right. That's right. Right.
You're always sitting down with your senior raider.
Yeah. And I would say that all broadening opportunity programs, all fellowship programs that are out there, they're more or less the same. They all have the same specifications or requirements, specifically on timing and cycling when it comes to the captain side of things, right? So they're all kind of more or less the same. And again, for the VCU specifically, all those officers do come back to CASCOM because it is centrally funded and paid for by the CASCOM headquarters, opposed to the other BOP programs that are out there.
So kind of like, because we know there's a lot of different fellowships out there, could you tell us more about what are the benefits specifically for this program to someone's career? Like if I'm a captain, I just finished my command, I'm like, why should I go do the Master of Supply Chain Management with VCU? What's the benefit to doing this specific one over the other ones?
Well, I mean, the pro is this one's logistics focus opposed to the other one. So if you want to get more generalist side of other, master's degree programs or anything else that's out there in the Army, yeah, obviously go to the other fellowships. But this one's just very centered and focused on logistics and supply chain management, right? So if you know that you enjoy logistics, you love logistics, you're passionate about it, and you know this is where you want to go, then VCU is a program for you. But if you want to try something else, you want a different flavor, different color of management or oversight or a master's degree, then try to compete for the other fellowships that are out there. I know you, Campbell, you've got your fellowship through the Harding, right? So you have a different experience on that. But this one is just strictly on the logistics side. It's great that, well, one, the other unique part about it is CASCOM owns it, right? So between my office and the CEG, we kind of determine who the selectees are going to be and all that, and then the utilization, right? So if you know, one, I do love logistics, okay, that's a pro, this is the program for you. And then two, you think maybe when you retire, you get out, you want to do something in the logistics arena or sustainment arena, this is for you. Three, if you want to stabilize and do 3 years at Fort Gregg Adams or CASCOM headquarters and work more of doctrine, planning, force structure, be an instructor or proponency on life cycle management for career mapping and professional timelines for the logistics officer, then this is a program for you because this will guarantee you that you will be at Gregg Adams for 3 years as part of that.
Talking with my peers who have done this program, especially those who I taught with as an instructor at the career course, I know that they've all enjoyed the program itself, especially the opportunity one to get up there, get your master's, and then come back here due to the utilization. I know that's been a great opportunity for them, just hearing their experiences. Mm-hmm. As we got in here, you got some good and pros to someone's career, especially how this could help you on the civilian side, because at some point in time, you're taking this uniform off.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what time it is.
That's right.
Be, you know, your 8-year mark, your 10-year mark, or whatever it is, or you do the full career at 20, or, you know, you even go past that, you're going to take this uniform off.
That's right.
At some
right.
point. So. Right.
And we know that every company, corporation, industry, you name it, DOD contracts that are out there, any organization in the world, I could assure you that they require logistics.
Yes.
They require supply chain management. They require sustainment operations. They require to have some leaders to determine to put the right stuff at the right place. That will be required no matter where you go and what you're doing. So if that's kind of the area that you want to get into, is identifying the right stuff at the right place at the right time.
That's what I love about our branch is, one, we can go pretty much anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere in the Army. And two, it's like you said, sir, every single company needs something able to look to logistics.
That's right. That's right.
They're all going to be good jobs for you. And that's a job that's not going to go away, because no matter how technologically advanced we get, logistics will always exist.
That's right.
So having an opportunity like this to increase your education while being funded by the Army is truly going to be a benefit whenever you do take this uniform.
Yeah. And just the other add-on on the pros behind it. So, again, for the service members and the captains, they're out there just, you know, being pipe hitters and being rock stars and just working hard, keeping their heads down and just being tactical leaders doing great things for our nation to deploy, fight, and win. This program will also give you a good break, some more predictability, a good to rebloom and put some command maintenance and command emphasis with your family, right?
Because
exactly. You will stabilize. You'll do a year in school at VCU, which is down in Richmond, right down the street from Greg Adams. And then you owe the Army not only 3 years of service, but also 2 years of utilization in one of those specific billets and positions. So you're looking at about 3 to 4 years of stabilization and predictability for your family, right? And I think that's important too. So for those, it's kind of a reward, right? For those that do very well in the operating and fighting force to go out there, deploy, find, win, and do amazing things and just be at the top tier level, being ahead of peers. This will be good for those officers to, you know, kind of just take a knee, rebloom, just focus some more self-development, right? Just continue to develop and grow as a leader.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it, sir, because especially we look at the different domains of education, to be able to take this opportunity to do some self-development, because if someone is a high-performing and they're running 1,000 miles a minute,
that's right.
You need to be able to take that time to do self-maintenance on you, your family, because
that's right.
You can't run like that the whole time.
That's right. That's right. So this would be perfect for anyone that's, you know, those top performers, top tier officers. Hey, now take time for yourself. Do some command maintenance on yourself, command maintenance on your family, your loved ones, and your significant others. Get all that re-glued and put together. So, because once you're a field grade officer, you're going to go back into the grind, right? You're going to get back at it and just running at that, 6-minute pace, right? So.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for that. And now, and with anything, I don't want to say, are there any cons with this program, but what are some things that people should think about? Because not necessarily, hey, this is a con, but I think we talked about where it's this is a decision you're going to have to make in your career, where we just talked about is a benefit to take that break, but what else are you going to be, stepping away from for these 3 years? Is there anything someone should be aware of by doing this program?
Well, the only con that I could see is, at this point is again, you're out of the operating force for 3 to 4 years. So, just with the potential changes and adjustments that, have been done out there in the force comm units or in the fighting force, just know that you're going to be out of that. So you just got to be aware of that, because you go from company command straight into this fellowship, 3 to 4 years, you're probably going to get selected for major. You're going to get selected to go to ILE. So now you're looking another 5 years or so before you get back into the fight force. So just remember to, you know, don't forget about the force comm units. Don't forget about the changes, the mods, because, you know, the Army changes every 4 years on force structure, people, policy, directives, executive orders. It doesn't matter. Like, there's just going to be change, and it's all for the good. It's all for the good based off of what the world's doing at that point. So I would just say that would be the only con, is like, you're just away from force comm units for a long period of time.
And as we talked about, like, that's only a con if you completely block yourself off.
That's right.
And don't stay informed.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be on the individual.
That's right.
So where it's still, that is a great benefit, because you need to take care of yourself and your family. And at the same time, you get to also see the developments changing from a different perspective. Being here at CASCON, where a lot of the decisions are being made, especially on the logistics side of the house.
That's right. For training and doctrine.
Yes. Training and doctrine. You get to see, oh man, this is how this force structure is changing. So you're getting to see a lot of that changes and be really educate yourself on those. So when you go back to the operational force, you can hit the ground running. So especially taking all the stuff you just learned from supply chain management, that's going to make you even a stronger combat multiplier for your
unit. That's right. 100%, man.
So, and then kind of tie that all up, like we talked about, hey, this is what is good for the individual. So what about the unit? So say I see this, or I guess at that point, most likely a major coming to my unit. Say I'm a lieutenant colonel, I got a major now coming to my unit. What should I be looking for? What are the benefits of getting somebody who just went through this program? Like,
good question. I would say the benefits is that, one, I think they already have an idea of, you know, doctrine, supply chain management, clearly, right, from not only the civilian side, the international side, or even the DOD side of things. But he will have a solid grasp when he goes to ILE on organizational leadership. And so when he's at CGS, he'll obviously be studying the enterprise, the strategic level, Army. But, you know, going into the operating force, you just know that this individual has a great deal of standards, good order, and discipline, and is already self-driven to accomplish any missions or tasks, where requires very minimal to little to no supervision and oversight at all. Because, again, you're going into a master's degree program. It is self-paced. It is, you know, you're the one that determines you're going to do well or you're not. Like, so everyone that's gone to VCU has graduated, right? So if you know, based off of their skill identifiers, that they are a VCU fellow, which we're in the process of codifying that to ensure that the VCUs, the post VCUs, and the post TWI at completion of utilization. So once you complete your utilization for the TWI fellows and the VCU fellows, you will get awarded an ASI. So commanders at Echelon could have a better talent management and oversight on all their leaders out there in their formation, to be like, oh yeah, you're a former fellow in X program. So each of those programs will have its own skill identifier. So VCU, post-utilization, you get a skill identifier. TWI, post-utilization, you get an identifier. So it gives a talent management tool for commanders.
That's awesome. That's good to see that the Army's continuing to utilize these skill identifiers to really help understand the skill sets and the education each individual brings to the force, so it just doesn't get lost.
Right.
Not for it's like when we go back through your OERs and figure, oh, okay, you did this job, I have to go through your whole talent profile to see. Yep. It's just, I mean, they have all these codes. It's good to see that we're growing those to help identify.
So it's in the initial stages. It's going to take about 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
We have to develop a PDSI, which in turn will have the demand and the requirements for it, and then we'll turn into an SI. So it's going to take some time to get this. It
never happens overnight.
No, nothing. Yeah, so we'll fight through that.
So kind of one last question is, so what advice do you have for anyone who's interested in this program?
So if you have a slight interest, you think this is something that you are very much all about, put your name in the hat, fill out the application. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. I strongly encourage anyone out there to jump on any of these broadening opportunity programs there, either through TRADOC or Department of the Army 357 or the CASCOM one, which is the VCU. I'm not trying to tell anyone to go the VCU route, but if you know you're very much in the combat logistics arena, sustainment operations, or supply chain management, or learning about visualization tools and optimization on any of those aspects, this one's for you. But just go for it. I mean, it's the worst thing is going to happen is you get told you didn't get accepted. And that's okay, because guess what? There's several other programs out there that you could easily apply and compete for. And if you don't get accepted the first time, compete again until your window tells you you're not eligible anymore. But I would say continue. I know we've had a couple of officers that have competed two or three times and they got selected on the second or third look. So, and that's okay. I would encourage anyone to continue to compete, because again, we only select 15 officers every year. And if you forget anything and everything I mentioned on this podcast, just know if you go to the CASCOM webpage, you click on the schools tab under Army Sustainment University, there's a Log Pro tab on there, logistics proponency. Click on that and it'll show all the leader development programs that we have, which is VCU. So we manage the VCU program and we also manage two TWI programs as well. But again, if you forget anything on here, just go to our Army Sustainment University page and click on the logistics proponency tab, and it'll have all the mil per message, the application, the 1610 form to fill out, example formats. It'll lay out to you everything you need, and it'll tell you what the VCU program is all about. And also too, if you go to VCU, it'll tell you what the master's degree for supply chain management is too. So you can just go to the VCU and they'll tell you about the military programs that's out there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, sir. I especially be able to highlight where to go. So I'll make sure to include those in our show notes.
Yeah.
So I have the links in there for easy access for people. But this has been a great conversation today. Just want to once again thank you for taking the time to come in today. Great insight. And even though I know for me, I'm a little past my opportunity for this program, especially because I'm already in a fellowship.
Yeah, you're different, man. You can do too. Too much for you.
I'm one and done.
Yeah.
I know I learned a lot and now I can help, but even though I can't do it myself, I know I can now use this to help mentor other captains, especially as I go through my career, be able to help mentor them. But partnerships like this with the ACS program with VCU is just a great opportunity to truly increase our lethality across the force. You know, these captains, you know, they're learning directly all these new innovations, especially on the civilian side, and then can apply them during their utilization tour and also the rest of their career. I know this program has a great deal of potential, and I hope more officers are able to take advantage of programs such as this, so we can truly enable them to be multifaceted logisticians and a combat multiplier for, you know, any unit they serve in.
That's right.
So I know your office is working on so much more, and I look forward to hopefully having you back on the show to discuss some of the other programs you have in development. So I know your office is just constantly in there working on all your innovations.
Yeah. And then on that too, if you forget the web or the link, we do have a prescriptive email address. If you email us, everyone will get notified in my proponency office on any RFIs you may have on the VCU or TWI program, the training with industry. So there's a link that we have for email notifications or RFIs or anything like that. So Kampa, if you don't mind, just I would say include that email address on there on the notes at the end, so anyone could just send a note. And then my VCU program manager is Miss Carrie Werner. She's the one that manages all the VCU on my behalf, and then she gives me the packets and recommendations and applicants for us to OML and so forth. So Miss Carrie Vernon is our VCU program manager. So she takes a hard look at all that, and then we package everything together before I give my recommendations and send it up to CG for final approval. But But yeah, great program. I strongly encourage anyone to jump in and take a hard look at it. It should be great.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, sir.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Well, that is all we have today, folks. I hope you enjoyed our conversations, and be on the lookout for more episodes coming soon, and be sure to check out everything that the VCU program has to offer. As always, Sustainment Leaders start here. See you next time. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment Leaders start here.